This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have a second radio show we should mention right now. It's called After the Paracast. And the only way you can actually hear After the Paracast is to join the Paracast Plus. And to do that, you go to plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S for plus, theparacast.com. To sign up for the Paracast Plus, we tell you how. It's very simple. We offer month-to-month subscriptions, annual, five-year, lifetime. You get the After the Paracast podcast. We also give you this show with higher quality audio, free of network commercials, and lots of other features, the Paracast Plus. I was ragging on you, Mark, because of the fact that you were looking into that attic situation. So where do we go from there?
Well, when it was happening, the first thing I did was to go check to see if my kids were in their beds, and they were. And that's why the police got called, because we thought for sure there was something up there. I mean, we could hear it walking around. If you walk in the room above you, you know, in your house or whatever, you can actually hear yourself walking across the floor. But the ceiling goes to a flat plywood in our attic, and that flat plywood is closer to the ceiling, you know, than a regular floor would be, which has several inches between it. There's only a couple inches between this. So I could hear the grittiness, the grit underneath the foot of whatever was up there turning and moving, you know, and spinning around as it was moving to different places. And whatever it was moving faster. You know, it sounded like a tiny kid. It wasn't bing, 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 boom across the floor. It was like pad, 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 you know, indefinite pairs of steps, turning of the foot, all those things. And we both heard it. And it was like, you know, that's, we don't just call the police willy-nilly. We only call if necessary. And boy, that was necessary because we didn't know what it was. But as I said, none of us staring at that door decided to walk up there and check it out. I don't know why.
How about some more questions here? Here's a good one. This is from our faithful poster, Technomage, who is posting this question at the question bank at our forums at theparacast.com, where you can ask questions of our guests. And here's a good one. I know of one or two that you've come down on as being very suggestive of something unknown, but has there been a single picture or video that you can point to where you believe that you're seeing genuine unexplained phenomena?
Yeah, I have actually, and I think, you know, people might be disappointed to find out that it was taken in the 50s, okay, but it was, I think, in Montana, and a father with his daughter were at a baseball stadium, and he picked up his 8mm or 16mm camera and filmed these two brilliant objects traveling across the sky. The video is only 3 seconds long.
Right, the Great Falls, Montana?
That's right.
Yeah, you know the one. That's pretty famous.
Yeah, and I look at that, and I cannot, for the life of me, I can't tell what it was he took imagery of. I don't know what it was, you know. I have reason to believe that some of the famous photos and sightings might not have been what people were saying they were, but, you know, that's, you know, without further scientific inquiry, I can't say for sure.
I keep telling you, go see Ray Stanford. It'll up your quotient of real real events.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I mean, I've had a couple of folks tell me to go see him. You know, like Ben Moss and so forth. But these guys, I haven't done that yet. And I think that's only just because of a timing issue. You know.
Yeah. He thinks you don't like him.
Oh, that's so untrue.
Leslie Keene has poisoned you to him.
Oh, my gosh, no way. Leslie Keene actually came up to Doug's studio when I was there one day, and she had a piece of film for us to analyze, and Doug and I sat and analyzed it together, and I'm sitting there looking at Doug, and I'm thinking, this is so surreal. I'm doing, you know, film analysis with the legendary Douglas Trumbull. You know, I always think, you know, I'm always very, I don't know what that was, taken aback by the fact that he's there and that I'm, you know, that I'm part of what he does. It's like, wow, this is incredible. I can't believe it. I keep shaking my head, you know. So it's like, so I don't know. I mean, I have not been poisoned by anybody. It's just a matter of getting to him. I don't doubt anything he said because I haven't, you know, heard what he said. I haven't heard him.
Yeah, until you see his data, I mean, you can't pass judgment on it. And you shouldn't.
That's not scientific, is it? No. I err on the side of science.
You can't really judge them until you've actually seen what they have and then made a informed opinion and determination on your own.
Right. You know, I can't do that. I wouldn't do that because it's not scientific. You can't make a science without actually seeing data to make judgment on.
Well, he'll offer to pay your way and get you down there because he thinks it's important enough for you and Doug to see. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Where's he again? I forgot.
He's right outside the Beltway in Berwyn Heights, College Park, Maryland.
Okay. All right. Well,
up, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, it's actually not far. I used to actually drive to – I didn't realize that. I thought for some reason he was out in New Mexico.
No. Right down 95.
Okay. Because I drive back and forth to Washington, you know, in one day, you know, when I go down there.
Exactly.
You know,
but
I do that
at least
5 hours each way.
You need a couple, 3 days to visit Ray.
Yeah, well, I would certainly do that.
And you can stay at the Watergate.
Yes! That'd be part of a scandal again. That'd be great.
Actually, you could stay in Ray's right next to his recording magnetometer.
Yeah, I think
which he keeps in his guest bedroom.
I'll give you the weird story, though. Weeks before the break-in at the Watergate, I stayed at the Watergate because my uncle lived there.
Wow. So the Watergate was actually a residence place as well?
The Watergate was, I think, condominiums and hotel rooms.
Okay, gotcha. Wow. I think that's they tore that down, right? Didn't they tear the Watergate
down? Still there. Last time I checked.
It was a weird, it was like a round building, kind of like a semicircular building.
Right on the Potomac, if I remember.
Yeah. You know, when I was an intern in Washington, and one of my jobs as an intern was I actually had to go out and brief the CIA director on, different things. And, you know, when I hear folks like, you know, Stephen Greer saying, you know, well, I had a meeting with James Woolsey, you know, and I briefed the CIA director and all that. And then Woolsey responds with a letter. I'm saying this for a reason. Woolsey responds with a letter saying, you were at a dinner party, pal. That was no meeting. That was no briefing. You know, stop stretching the truth. You know, I said that, well, you know, using the same reasoning, I guess I could say that, you know, I briefed the CIA director too many times. Does that mean that I'm in the know? No, it means it was my job and I was an intern. And I didn't want to go. We drew lots for it because he was going to have to go do it. You know, because we didn't want to go out there. You know, it was a pain. So, you know, I guess it's all in when you talk about people and their data and believability, you know, you have to remember that, you know, this has become a fashionable arena to be in. You know, you can ask Stan Romanek how fashionable it became with his fakery. He was caught twice blatant faking. He was throwing things at his face on a video, and it's clear, and you can see him do it. And it's like, wow. And I caught him faking on a Open Minds show with Alejandro Rojas. I caught him faking a voice box system.
Right, where he was queuing up the tape.
Yes, you can hear him queuing up the tape on one of the breaks when he thought his mic was turned down. You can hear, you should really, you know, it was starting in the background. I go, what's that? And then when he plays it, 6 minutes later, you hear, you should really learn to keep your mouth shut. And I went, oh, Stan, you little liar. You know,
I think we can say, Stan, you little idiot, for being such a fool. But the problem is that people believe him, and that really disturbs me. Even this guy we had a couple of weeks back, we did a show on presidents and UFOs, and Grant Cameron, I learned later, believes him. Mark D'Antonio joins us. He doesn't believe him. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Yes, we did a little bit of rabbit holing in the previous segment with Mark D'Antonio and Gene and Chris. And when you get into someone, a character like Stan Romanek, well, I'm more worried about his legal problems than his fakery of UFO cases. That's more serious.
Yeah, it is, and I don't discuss that. He has a right to a defense, and I won't even you know, address any of that stuff until he has his day in court with all that. It wouldn't be fair. I wouldn't want anyone to do it to me, you know.
Sure.
And I think that it's important to keep that off the grid until a resolution is found and determined.
It seems that credible UFO pictures tend to be old. We're not seeing them recently, or am I wrong? Are there recent movie photos, whatever, about UFOs, with UFOs, that are, I'm talking about recent, like the last 5-10 years, that look compelling to you?
Okay, I'll say this in one short answer. No. And I will now explain that. Everyone has a cell phone, and people are learning how to do computer-generated imagery, CG, very easily. They learn it in college as part of their training to become animators. And they are also able to take video and do all kinds of video effects, like your iPhone. You can download an app to throw a UFO in a photo if you want. You know, and it's like, we now know what all those UFOs look like, so we're like, okay, right. We don't even spend more than 2 minutes on it and say, yep, throw that away. Next. We just get rid of it. You know, it takes time and effort to go through and categorize all these things. And then there's natural things that happen, too. Water drops on a security camera housing can look really strange because they look like they have a shadow on the bottom, which is actually the refracted image of the land down below and the sky up above. And, you know, I did a water drop study to show how drops look at different angles from the camera. And you can see how the at a certain point, the ground on the bottom shifts to the top, you know, as the refraction takes over and when you shift the camera up and down on the drop. So you have to go through some science in order to start to decipher all these things. I found that in all the imagery that I've seen, all the movies that I've seen, I see that there's a lot of things happening that relate to the human condition. Meaning, when we look at orange orbs up in the sky, I know that, you know, many times people just jump at it and say, oh, those are Chinese lanterns. Well, sometimes they really are Chinese lanterns. There are cases where they're not, and there are people that have started an orange orb study, and we're going to hear from them at the MUFON conference in Orlando this year. I'm doing training for several hours. I'm training people down there on image and video analysis. We're going to go through a lot of things, and we're going to create our own orbs using, a technique that I've come up with to illustrate how the photographic error version of an orb shows up. And then there's going to be someone talking about the orange orb program. And before you jump to the conclusion saying, well, they're all Chinese lanterns, science says that we can't jump to that conclusion because we don't have enough data to know. If there is other data that's pending that shows people that who also know of Chinese lanterns that these are not Chinese lanterns, then we should be able to, you know, examine that data. And so that's what I'm waiting for on that. But there are some orange orb sightings which might be compelling. I haven't seen them yet. I haven't seen any videos that show anything other than the plethora of CG fakery and stuff from the known hoaxers out there. I mean, we compile a list of the known hoaxers, and we just, you know, readily negate any publishing of any videos that come from these known guys because, you know, they're you click on their link and they're making money. Now, my son has a YouTube account with his friends, and he's going into film school, and they have over 7 million hits on their YouTube channel. They don't do fakery. They do funny videos of their own unique creation. Now, I'm not plugging it or anything, but I'm just saying, when you click on their video, they're getting money. They've made thousands from Google through this, okay? And they use the Google AdSense program to gain revenue. Well, these hoaxers are doing the same thing. And I calculated the revenue on this one video that was making the rounds. I'm not even going to tell you what it is because I do not want to give them any kind of clicks. And I found that these hoaxers doing CG hoaxing, on this one video that was published at the end of May, they had already made $3,500 on that one video. And they have hundreds of videos. So that's how they're making their living. You know what? I think that they're preying on the innocent, and they are also preying on people who want to believe. And they're clouding the issue. They're clouding the science that really should be ufology. They're keeping the tinfoil hats on us.
It sounds to me like they've so contaminated the pool of evidence that's almost impossible to find something there that might be worth it.
Yes, except that I don't always view a video as a hoax when I see it, except from these guys. I mean, they're always hoaxes. They're never real. And I can say that with certainty.
The twins that shall not be named.
You got it.
We had one of them on the show, and we tried to hold his feet to the fire.
Okay.
And Chris actually tried to be helpful, but that guy was hearing none of it.
No,
because he's making money on you. He's making money. His appearance made him money. Holding their feet to the fire doesn't work, okay? We need better tools, and that's what we're developing. I haven't stopped learning. I'm always learning new tricks. I actually, right now, if I get a shaky cell phone video, last year I couldn't do this, but now I can because I've learned how to do this and I've bought the appropriate applications to do it. I have a system where I can actually take any shaky video and make it a rock-solid object. You know, show it as a rock-solid object, and the borders around you might go flipping all over the place, but the object itself is moving steady.
Yeah, it's called stabilization.
Yeah, it's a simple thing that's been out for years, but it was hard to apply it to something like an object in the sky, in a dark sky.
Well, Mark, all I can say is if you want to, like, burn right through the dross and get to some good old analog film images that present a whole new set of solutions and problems at the same time, but totally negates all the video chicanery that's been going on. Stuff back from the 70s, back from the 60s. If you really want to take a look at some good stuff, you know where to go. I would really urge you, if you're interested in getting yourself up to speed on some time compression artifacts, ghost imaging, some real groundbreaking scientific principles that are being ascertained and analyzed and presented to some pretty pretty important people out of Goddard, you know where to go.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the ghost imaging stuff. In fact, I actually, part of my training down in Orlando is going to touch on that a little bit. But I think that the most important thing is, for me, I'm looking to the future because we're not going to prove that from yesterday backwards, we're not going to prove that alien extraterrestrial civilizations are here using yesterday's data on back through history. I think it's interesting. I think it has merit to examine. I think it can add some interesting fuel to the fire, and I'll never stop looking at it. But I think that the proof comes from new data that we're going to have to, get.
We've got Mark D'Antonio and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So we move on the last two segments, trying to look at photographic evidence. Let me ask you a general question here, which may be as important as evaluating the evidence. Everybody's got the smartphone. Every one of those smartphones is capable, or most of them are capable, of taking videos. Some are capable of 4K videos.
Yes.
All right. What should people know if they see something strange to get an image that's at least useful in terms of evidence?
Okay, what people should know is that they can't be human anymore. I mean, that's ridiculous, I know. But the first thing people do when they see something in the sky is they stare at it. They do nothing. And they go, what is that? And in that time, they should have an instinctive reaction to pull out their phone, lean against a tree, lean against anything. Don't try to follow it in the sky. If it's relatively slow moving, stabilize your body against the wall or against the tree or against yourself and take a deep breath in and then let it out slowly as you film it. Okay. And now that's the best possibility for attaining some usable footage. Now, image stabilization, as we talked about before, image stabilization is good, but it's modifying the data. It's altering the data because it's taking film, you know, a video, and it's resaving it, and it's changing the video. So ideally, we want uncompromised video in any way. And stabilized video may look nice and smooth in the sky, and it is helpful by long shot, but it's removing workable data from our analysis, and that's something that, you know, would be countered with a fully image stabilized phone, for instance. And there is no such thing at the moment. I have the Nikon P900 camera, which I just bought, and if you've seen any of my posts on Facebook, you can see that, you know, I saw a plane that was 6 miles away, and I used the ADS-B data from the plane to confirm this. It's 8,800 feet in the air. And I zoomed in with my camera, handheld. And the P900 is what's called a super zoom camera. I zoomed in so close to that plane and took several successive photos of it, I could see the pilot flying the plane without any problem. The plane was sharp and it was clear. You could even read in that fine little font underneath the entry door, "The World on Time." It was a FedEx plane. And that was 6 miles away, all right, at 8,800 feet. So I think we're going down a path where the technology is going to give people the option to capture usable data, even when they're excited and in a panic, because the P900 at that full telephoto length could never hold an object in there without any kind of stabilization. It's doing a dual stabilization. It's stabilizing the image on the camera sensor, and it's also stabilizing the image via the lens and what the lens is producing. So it's a dual stabilization. Well, I don't see that as a stumbling block to, say, a future smartphone being able to do the same thing. We have to create technology to help us down the line. And as I said, I'm always looking to the future, but I'm not going to stop looking at the present or the past, because for me, it's all very, very fascinating evidence. And, you know, who knows? There might be something buried in there that has been overlooked.
Okay, this advanced optical stabilization, that might make it more possible for fakers to do stuff. But just referring to that, Apple has one model now that does optical image stabilization, the iPhone 6S Plus. The iPhone 6, 6S, not yet, but maybe this coming fall with an iPhone 7. So my iPhone doesn't have optical image stabilization and has digital, which means it's too much trickery, I guess, right?
Well, actually, see, the difference between that is the optical, you know the difference, I'm sure, but I'll just say it because I think we're talking about it, right? The optical image stabilization is accomplished via the lenses, all right? The digital image stabilization is accomplished at the sensor, right, where it's actually altering how the image appears on the sensor based on the movement on the sensor that it's calculating. And so it can actually put the object more in the center. The P900, for instance, will, you know, at full zoom, that's 2,000 millimeters. That's like having a fairly powerful telescope at your disposal. At 2,000 millimeters focal length, I could hold with my two hands, I could hold the camera on the plane at full zoom and track it and take successive pictures of it. Now, if I cough, it's gone, and I have to zoom back out and reacquire it because it's not perfect. And if I move in gross distance movements, then of course it'll be lost because it can't do everything. But within a range, it can handle it. And I think that what we'll see is digital image stabilization first for the cell phones. Optical stabilization requires lenses that do things, and I don't think we're at that point yet for these phones.
Well, the iPhone 6S Plus does optical image stabilization.
Do we have that?
Yes, we do, from Apple. It's been out already. You can buy it now. Go out and buy one. iPhone 6S Plus, it's a what they call a phablet because it has a 5.5-inch screen. The question is, will they be able to bring that technology down to the smaller model?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm going to have to look that up because I don't know how the optical stabilization, what they're calling optical stabilization, can actually work, because it requires that you have an active lens system. So maybe they do. I do not know.
I'm going to look at the specs right now, and I'll read it back to you as we progress. Chris, any more questions?
Yeah, I've got several, actually. This question comes from forum poster Sand, who's been a poster since December, since Christmas, actually, 2014. And he says, Mark, I really enjoyed the lecture you gave in Phoenix last November.
Awesome.
And he mentioned that you have said that you think the object in the 2013 Aguadilla Puerto Rico infrared video is a balloon. Others have argued that when all possible paths are taken into account, they would align with lines of sight in the video. And if you consider those at all possible distances from the camera, there is no possible path which would not require the balloon to make multiple turns and travel east, northeast against the wind. How would you square the balloon idea with those counterarguments?
Well, before he answers, let me tell you, in the chat window, I gave Mark the specification for the iPhone 6S. And it says, quote, optical image stabilization iPhone 6S Plus only. So you can make it that what you will. You can answer the question now, too.
All right. I will check that out. The thing with Aguadilla, okay, I feel that I was asked to be on that team, and I never got my non-disclosure back in time, so I didn't make it onto the team. And I totally respect and I appreciate everything that, you know, Rich Hoffman, Robert Powell, and the team did, and they're good friends. And you know, I'm certainly, you know, not trying to ever, you know, degrade anything they did or denounce it in any way. My problem came with the fact that I felt they should have used parallax to determine the distance to the object. They didn't determine the distance to the object in a way that I think was accurate. They used the fact that they thought it went behind an object, which I wasn't convinced of, and that they thought it went in the water, which I was even less convinced of. Now, I recognize that it looks like that Aguadilla object looks like it passes into the water, because when it gets down you know, to what they think is the water, you see all of a sudden a trail behind it. Well, I can create that trail too, because I have an infrared drone with a FLIR military grade camera on it, and I generated a video that shows the very same trailing that occurs when the object moving has a similar temperature, because that's what infrared sees, as the background. And so you see this trailing because the camera doesn't know what is the balloon, say, or what is the water, or what is, like in my case, my truck versus my driveway, you know, the tail end of my truck. The temperatures were close to being the same. It looked like my truck was trailing smoke.
Let's smoke this for a few moments, and we'll get back to that with Mark D'Antonio. Uh-huh. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Mark D'Antonio, one more segment. He's the big guy for image analysis over at MUFON, an astronomer. And he's telling us about his work and his results with some fascinating tales. Go on, please, Mark.
Yeah, it looks like I might have to get an iPhone 6S Plus now so that I can check out this image stabilization that they claim is optical. I thought it would be digital, but you know.
Well, they're coming out with a new model in September, like an iPhone 7 with probably a better camera. So this point being less than two months shy of that, you might as well wait.
All right.
Let's talk about October and your interest in assisting in the Grand Canyon Little Colorado Confluence project.
You had asked me about Agua Dia, so I just wanted to finish up on that.
Okay. So you still have some reservations about it.
I do because, you know, as the plane's moving through the sky, its path is specifically given in the HUD data. Moment to moment, as the plane goes through the sky, the object is visible against different background objects. Now, if we make the assumption, and this is, you know, what happens with parallax, if we make the assumption that the object is moving far lower velocity than the plane, which is likely, and it's simply because of the amount of distance the plane covers versus where the object appears against the background, if you do that parallax calculation, it shows that the object is actually moving in a leisurely kind of a straight line. It's not doing a curved line that their report shows. I think that curved line is an artifact of the plane's path being mirrored into the data. Now, I think that moving forward, I'm going to finish the parallax study on this, and I'm going to try and show what I believe is the object is basically over the runway of the airport and travels up. I can't remember if that's northwest or north. And they say, well, you know, there's radar data, and they may have radar data. But they said that they considered parallax but then discarded it as a possibility. Yet I think it's the only possibility for finding the distance to the object. There is no other way unless the object actually passes behind an object. And there is no, in my view, there's no actual object that this thing can say you reliably passed behind, or that it, you know, I can't say that it went into the water because, you know, it was almost at the resolution limit of that Westcam system at the distance where it appeared to go into the water. The object was tiny, and the trail falling behind it looked exactly the same as the trail that is behind my vehicle in the test video I did using the drone. With the FLIR military grade system. Now, Westcam infrared systems and FLIR are two different companies, I grant you. And so that needs to be addressed, of course. So we have to figure out if there is anything of merit there. as far as I'm concerned, the jury's still out. I'm not making definitive pronouncements about their research because, you know, in the end, who knows? They might be right. But I saw this object tumbling as well. They were, you know, when I talked to one of the people in there, they said, well, it appears to be tumbling, but the hot spot stays in the same place. So it's like the exhaust kind of migrates to a different place on the body of the ship. And it's like, well, that to me doesn't work. I think that this is a tumbling Mylar balloon, and we're seeing the infrared reflection because infrared is just light, and we're seeing the infrared reflection from the ground bouncing off the balloon. So, you know, again, here I come, you know, Johnny come lately, and I realize that, you know, my statements and all that stuff are on the heels of their full-blown 180-page research, you know, that they did. But I'm sticking to it, not because I'm being a stickler, but because I don't think it was addressed. You know, if I can see it successfully addressed, even if I have to do it, and I will, and see that there is an answer there that works, okay, then I'll be happy with it, and I'll accept their what they said. Because, you know, they're not bad researchers. They're great researchers. But I think they missed something. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to ask you a couple of silly questions here.
Yeah.
As we wrap things up. The first silly question takes us back to the state of the UFO field. And now we may have a president of the United States who's, like others, promising to get to the bottom of it.
They want your vote.
They want your vote. So you think Hillary Clinton wants the UFO vote. But what about John Podesta, her close friend and aide, who has been interested in UFOs for over 20 years, as long as we can determine? He isn't looking for votes for the people he represents, does he?
No, but you know what? It's politically expedient to say you're going to, you know, tell the truth. When you're desperate for votes because you think you might actually lose, okay, I think that you'll say anything. And all we have to do is look at our history. We've heard this before. We've heard this from other potential presidents before. And we've never seen it. It's never happened. And I think that's because if there is a hidden secret, which I think is probably has an even chance of being true, I don't think that there's any one country that has this secret under wraps. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the visiting civilization. And I think that that anybody who says they're going to, you know, release the secrecy files, whatever they may be, I just don't buy it because I've never seen it and I've heard the promises all before.
So they're basically whistling in the dark when they say this. They're just looking for the UFO lobby.
I think that that's part of it. You know, I think it's probably a sign of desperation saying that we even have to go after these guys, you know.
Well, you're dealing in an era here where we have a close election that a few events one way or the other, a few states moving one way or the other by fractions and fractions of a point
yeah.
can change the outcome. So everybody's got to be desperate for votes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's what's happening. You know, I don't think that a guy like Donald Trump will turn around and, you know, release information like that. He'd probably say, I want to have a dialogue with the aliens. I would like to give them a deal, such a deal. Maybe that's where he'll go.
A huge deal.
Yeah, huge. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
What surprises me, though, is that he is not tweeting in response to Clinton saying this. Just
yeah, you know what? Moment, just a momentary sidetrack. He's still too stuck on Ted Cruz, and he's going down that path of still – he's laboring over all the stuff that was going on with Ted Cruz. He really should be talking about his opponent, and he should be – you know, if he's got a problem with her, he needs to state it and not go after someone who's not actually a nominee. You know, he's not in the race. He's not important to the race at this point. So I don't think that makes sense. So, you know, I think they're – honestly, they're both whistling in the dark if they expect to be president of the United States. You know, if there was an empty orange juice can, I'd vote for it because that orange juice can would probably have a greater intellectual capacity than either of them.
Oh, boy. We're talking about politically incorrect, folks.
That's okay.
You're in the right show here. They scream at us because we're being political. Oh, well, that's too bad. Mark D'Antonio, can you tell our listeners where they can check out more of the stuff that you do?
Yeah, well, my website's at fxmodels.com, and that's just the model work and visual effects stuff. But you can also find me at mufon.com, and if you have photos or videos you'd like to look at, you can certainly go through and talk to the headquarters folks. I work for the headquarters. So you can actually have them send your email to me or send your request to me, and I'll respond directly back to you, and we'll start a conversation that way. Happy to do that.
You can find us on Twitter. If you're so inclined, look for the Paracast on Twitter. That's the Paracast on Twitter. We don't interact much there, but we've got thousands of followers, so if there was reason to, we would. You can also find us on Facebook. We have two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Choose the one you want. They will never go away until Facebook goes away or until they say bye, which I don't think happens very often. They don't get rid of people that often. And then there is our special feature that we offer by subscription only called the Paracast Plus. We feature the After the Paracast podcast with extra discussions, politically correct and incorrect comments, special interviews, all that and more, plus the commercial-free version of this show with better quality audio. Show transcripts coming, more videos, classic episodes. A lot of stuff coming out there for a modest subscription fee. You can choose month to month, by the year, by 5 years, lifetime. Take your choice. To learn more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's PLUS.theparacast.com. Mark D'Antonio, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.